Good evening.
Hi, hello. My name is Oscar from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You have a few minutes to conduct the survey.
Sure.
Does anyone in your household here work? Does anyone in your household here work for a news media outlet, including radio, internet, or television?
Say that again.
Yeah, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, thank you for that. And are you 18 years of age and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Your age, sir? Could you please provide me your age?
42.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everyone. You consider your race to be white, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic, or other?
Other.
Other. Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote in this year's, or 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
This is for the mayoral election?
This says voting for the upcoming elections for mayor in November. Yes, sir.
I'm indifferent at this point.
Okay. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Definitely vote. You will probably vote 50-50 chance, or you would not vote.
It's 50-50.
And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about the upcoming mayor race and politics in Philadelphia at this point? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not at all closely, or not closely? Not that closely.
That's very nice. Closely.
What's that? Very
closely.
Close? Okay.
Closely.
And what has stood out to you most about what you have been hearing and seeing about the mayor race, the mayor's race and politics in Philadelphia? Would you be a little bit specific?
Politics-wise,
like
what stood
out? Right.
Stands out is, it seems, this is a very complicated answer to prepare yourself. What stands out is that the city has been run, I would say, inefficiently by the Democratic Party for 50 plus years, and things have seemed to only have gotten worse as time has gone on, administration after administration. So I understand the nature of the city being a blue machine. Quite literally, you could put a glass of water, put a D on it, and Democrats will vote for it. But the current state of the city is nothing more than a reflection of its Democratic policies. So, Democrat policies. So,
right, okay, Democrat policies.
They're just trash. It's and that's an understatement. Absolute understatement.
Oh, well, that's thank you very much for your comment here. Let me see if I can make sure I have the, just to make sure we didn't put Democratic policies.
Yeah, just paying attention to the policies of the city. The, the current, especially the current DA, Krasner, who is nothing more than a George Soros appointee shill, that have been sprinkled out through actually the entire country. That seems to be the common denominator in every single, failing Democratic run city in America, from Detroit to LA to New York. They all have similarities. That is, they're DAs who are lenient on crime, extremely lenient on crime, and all have George Soros-backed appointee district attorneys.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
For all intents and purposes, I'd say Republican.
Now, help me out here. Would you consider that to be a very strong Republican or not strong?
Very strong.
And thinking of us about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job? Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question again?
Yes. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job? Disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove. Strongly
disapprove. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, poor.
How about this? I'll answer this question. I send my children 28 miles away out into the suburbs and pay roughly about $75,000 a year for the two of them to get a private school education. You answer that question first.
I understand your point of view. Honestly, I do, sir. And I'm just gonna judge that as a poor quality.
Extremely poor.
I don't have an extremely poor, but I understand your point of view, and I hate to disagree with you because it does affect your decision. I really hope it doesn't. Okay. Now, in your opinion, would you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying the same, or getting better?
I wouldn't say it's getting better. It's a monochrome of difference. I luckily live at the edge of Philadelphia, and I live in a fairly good part of Philadelphia, but of course that has nothing to do with living at the very edge of Philadelphia. That assists with that as well. But I would guess it's slightly worse than it was, let's just say 4 years ago prior to COVID. Put it like this. Currently, what we're seeing right now in the city of Philadelphia, at least the crime spike, has a very, very large, massive correlation between the current president and the sitting mayor in Philadelphia, along with the DA. So they all came into effect roughly about, 3 years ago? So 3 years ago, things started going downhill. And it hasn't yet hit its crescendo, but it's steadily collapsing, and hence the reason why I'm leaving the city within the next year. I'd have been out this year, but the housing market was absolutely insane.
Okay. I would take that as it's just getting worse, right?
Getting worse.
Right, because from the option, we had getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse. Okay. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? This is in general, right? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What classifies itself as a service?
Wow, that's a good question. My personal opinion doesn't really count here. Hopefully it doesn't influence your opinion, but I would say, like we talked about schools, maybe hospitals, general hospitals, services, police services, policing areas, security. In general, the service that the city provides, I would imagine. If you call it that.
Chocolate is fire, removal, utilities, all of that fun stuff plays into it.
It does. Yes, sir. Thank you.
What are my choices?
Yeah, excellent, good, just fair, poor.
Fair.
Thank you for that. And now, thinking specifically about city services, what is the one area you would like to see the next mayor work hard or harder to improve?
Policing. Ensure that the police are well-funded, trained appropriately, of course, because part of the issues that we have seen, it has to do with training. So training, and the police need to be refunded. They need to be unencumbered. They need to be able to do their jobs, lock people away. This is coming from somebody that has had 3+ family members that served in the Philadelphia Police Force. So, yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. Thank you for your answer, okay? How would you rate the city's trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
That's a tricky one. Question is you have to factor in a whole lot of things. Like, do they show up on time? When they show up on time, do they actually take all of the trash? If they take all the trash, do they return the receptacles back to their spots on the sidewalk, or do they leave them laying in the street? If they return the receptacles back and put them back on the sidewalk, do they clean up the street if any garbage or waste material lands onto the streets? Very convoluted, very difficult question to answer because I have seen all boxes get checked off, and I have seen some boxes get checked off and not checked off, and it's all depending on the day. There's really no consistency. So it's impossible for me to really answer that question other than just saying, fair. Needs improvement, though. Needs
okay.
Improvement. Improvement would be consistency.
Now, how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
So that's another tough one, because the quality of policing that you receive has to do with each individual officer, not necessarily as a whole. So, that's difficult to answer. See, that's the thing.
No problem.
These are blanket statements. I understand the nature of the question, but the nature of the question also creates false positive results, because it's impossible to blanket the police across the board. Say you have one bad interaction with a cop. You ask that question, somebody goes, oh, the police force is trash. Or somebody has one good interaction, oh, it's fantastic. It's way more nuanced. It has to do with the officer that you're interacting with, or the officers that you're interacting with. What I will say is, from what I experienced a couple months back with an incident that occurred, I will say that I was impressed to see how responsive the detectives were and how thorough they were with trying to gather information, going from house to house in my neighborhood, asking a few questions about an incident that occurred. So I will give that interaction a 10 out of 10. So I would say good.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of issues. We're at 36%, just so you'll be aware. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? And you may choose up to two. I'm going to read your list. You stop me when you say, oh, that one. And if you stop me and say, oh, that one, I won't read the rest. Unless you let me go ahead and finish, you just tell me which ones. Okay, if you keep it in mind. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Fixing roads and repairing potholes. Reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling. Creating more quality, affordable housing.
Wait,
reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling. Then it was creating more quality, affordable housing. Addressing juvenile delinquency, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, improving improving the city's K-12 public school system, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, reducing taxes, rooting out corruption in city government, reducing violent crime in the city, and addressing homelessness.
I would say reducing violent crime in the city and taking care of the opioid epidemic. Those two things need to be squashed.
Okay. And there it is. Okay, great. All right, here we go, the next one. Now I'd like to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100. 100 just means you feel very warm and favorable towards, then 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, okay? The first one, here we go, the Republican Party. The Republican Party.
Zero to 100.
0 is very unfavorable. 100 is very warm and favorable towards, and 50 not nor warm nor cold. And any number you can use, of course, from 0 to 100.
Let's say 90.
Okay. And Larry Krasner.
Krasner.
Yes.
How do I feel about Larry Krasner?
Between 0 to 100, right? 100 meaning you're very warm and favorable towards. 50, not warm nor cold. And 0, not at all. Any number, though.
0. 0.
Yes. And now,
I'd give him a negative 10 if I could.
Bob Casey.
Bob Casey. Ten.
Okay.
Tell him stop.
David O.
A 10.
Joe Biden.
So what you should say is, as a title, when you say that name, you should say the former Vice President Joe Biden, yes, 0. And
Donald Trump. Let's see. Sherelle Parker.
Good question. Give me a second. Emerson,
sure.
You clean up your mess. Give me 1 second here. I'm trying to be fair because she is a Democrat. That 10.
Okay. Ed Rendell.
Ed Rendell. I had some pieces of him. Not yet, no. What do you want? Okay, anybody going to answer questions? So, Ed Rendell. It doesn't matter, people. I'm not allowed to answer the phone? I am allowed to answer. Right, exactly. I'm allowed to answer the phone, so. So, I'm allowed to answer the phone. It shouldn't be a problem. It's only problematic to you because in some way you think it's inconvenient. Not going to deal with it. We're here. Ed Rendell. Oh, man. Oh, he was truly, when there was common sense and more bipartisanship, just in between the parties, as a Democrat, he was very sensible in regards to, you know, of course he was Democrat, but by today's standards, the man would be considered a Republican. So that's what I remember of him. I grew up in Jersey, so when he was mayor, I lived in Jersey, so, but what I know and remember of him, what he didn't do, I'll give him a 60.
Okay. Thank you very much for your answers. And now, I know it's a few weeks away, but in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia, if they were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican David O or Democrat Sherelle Parker?
I mean, ultimately, David O. Because it's the only way that the city has a remote chance of course correction. Give it a chance. The city has not had a Republican in office since Frank Rizzo. And, things can only get improved under a Republican.
Thank you for that answer. Now, in this case, thinking, just recapping on this question, would you say you would support David O in this election for mayor of Philadelphia if they were held today, of course, as a very certain answer, or fairly certain, would you say, or somewhat?
Certain.
How certain? Oh, sorry? Very certain?
Certain. Very simple.
Okay. Now, next I'd like to ask you about qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to ask you about is, Sherelle Parker? Okay, in this case, has the right approach, would you say, this is the category, right, that doesn't apply at all, zero, five is, they would somewhat apply, and 10, it would completely apply. And this is for the candidate, Sherelle Parker. For each of the following statements, just please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. Has the right approach to improve Philadelphia's economy.
Sorry, you said there was a scale?
Yeah, from 0 to 10, if you do not think...
0.
Okay, it applies... Okay, yeah, that would be 0, right. Now, is a strong leader between 0 to 10. Completely applies, 5, somewhat applies, 0, of course, not at all.
0.
Has what it takes to make the city safer?
0.
Works to bring the people of the city together.
0.
And fights for people like me.
Zero.
Okay. And will improve the image of Philadelphia.
0.
Right. Next, we'd like to ask your opinions about some of the policies that Sherelle Parker says she wants to erect if she is elected as the mayor or next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, tell me whether you strongly support that policy, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it. So there's only 4 categories. The first one says, creating a new policy to help people who are homeless and suffering from a mental illness and or debilitating addictions and get the help they need when these people are abused or unhoused and no longer are able to take care of their basic everyday needs, they would be required to enter inpatient addiction and or mental health treatment against their will if necessary. I remember the question.
I would strongly support that.
Strongly support. Thank you for that.
Strongly increasing support that.
The next statement says, increasing the number of police and adding community police officers walking a beat or riding a bike in every neighborhood. Greater police presence in the community they serve can improve relationship and proactively prevent crime.
Away. Strong support.
Thank you. Making arrests. For stealing less than $500, let me start again. Making arrests.
Allowed to be on the phones.
We're at 84%, by the way. We're almost done, okay?
I'm allowed to be on the phones.
That's cool.
Do you mind repeating the question?
Yes, sir. Making arrests for stealing less than $500 worth of merchandise from stores.
Making an arrest for theft.
Making arrest for Yeah, for $500 worth of stolen merchandise from stores.
Absolutely, yes. That's the reason why we're having these runs on stores right now, because they know it's not a felony. It's a misdemeanor.
Now, I have two statements here. I'm going to read to you the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10 once again. 10 meaning it's very convincing of a statement, somewhat convincing number 5, and not at all convincing number 0. Charlotte Parker, understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings, creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as Mayor Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. Would you say you're strong? It's a convincing statement, somewhat convincing or not at all convincing.
One teacher, one dollar. He is a good reason why.
No, not at all.
You said not at all? Sorry?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. Charlotte Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there is so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings, creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. Is that a convincing, very convincing statement, somewhat convincing statement, not at all convincing statement? You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. Thank you for your answer.
No.
The last statement here, this November, Philadelphia will elect 100th mayor. It's 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them, going back to the year 1691, all of them have been men. This November, we have a historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to elect Sherelle Parker as Philadelphia's first African-American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city in the new direction. But Charlotte, Sherelle Mayor is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for change in a city that needs it. Would you say this is a very strong, convincing statement, somewhat convincing, not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing whatsoever. And trust me, if you wanted me to actually dissect that and break that down, you and I would have a very interesting conversation based upon the statistics.
Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming election on November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 to 10 means, a 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
That's very cool, Emerson. Still not motivated.
1-0, zero, maybe, or 1? 1-0?
1. This is very pretty.
1? Okay. All right. Now, once more, I know it's a few weeks away, but in November, 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today. For whom would you vote? Republican David O or Democrat Sherelle Parker?
Republican David O.
And the last question for statistical purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My master's.
Okay.
So,
and are you married, sir? Unmarried, what partner? Single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or under or younger living in your household?
Where is the phone? Where's the body? Hey, he didn't bring the body. Sorry, can you repeat that again?
Very good. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Younger, yes. 18, 3
younger,
of them.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to politics, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Great. This concludes our survey. Really want to thank you for taking your opportunity. And, you know, I understand what's going on in the background. And really thank you for your opinion. It really helps a lot to improve everyone's opinion here. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. You have a good evening.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure.
You as well. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, sir. All right. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.